Welcome to the 15-Minute Financial Feast Podcast, bringing you 15-minute segments to help you retire with purpose on time. We're serving up food for thought and bread for the head. Are you hungry to learn? Here are your hosts, Mark Triplett and Troy Westendorf.
Welcome to another episode of the 15-Minute Financial Feast. I'm your host, Mark Triplett.
And I'm Troy Westendorf.
And today's topic, we want to talk about Roth conversions. Does it make sense to convert? Does it not make sense to convert? And we hear this conversation happening a lot where the Roth conversion camp versus the no Roth conversion camp has some, I would say, some misinformation. I hate using that word. some maybe misunderstandings. And it really boils down to some pretty simple analytics as to whether somebody should convert or not.
Right.
You really only have to answer one question.
Yeah. I think the big thing is too, when they come in, the ones that are maybe a little hesitant to do the Roth conversions are thinking, I'm not going to be here anyway, so I'm not paying the tax.
Right on. We hear that a lot.
Like, yeah.
So that actually comes up quite a bit where, you know, somebody who we might recommend a Roth conversion to, they see this big tax bill that they're going to have to pay and they go, I don't want to pay that. Mm-hmm. But the reality is somebody's going to pay it. Either you are or your kids are going to pay it. And it all boils down to one question. Will the next dollar distributed either in the form of a distribution or a Roth conversion be taxed at a higher rate in the future than it is today? If the next dollar distributed or the next dollar converted is likely to be taxed at a higher rate in the future than it is today, then a Roth conversion probably makes sense. But one of the misunderstandings that I think we hear often is that there's some sort of time delay that has to occur mm-hmm. for a Roth conversion to make sense.
When do I break even?
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I hear financial advisors say this. So not just general folks who don't do financial planning,
right.
But actual financial planners who will say things like, well, a conversion only makes sense if you have enough time for it to, I don't know, whatever they think. But we're going to bust that myth right now with a real simple example that anybody can do with a piece of paper. If you want to grab a piece of paper and write this down, we're going to start with the no Roth conversion. Okay, so we've got $100,000, Troy. And we're going to make some assumptions for both the Roth conversion camp and the no Roth conversion camp. So we've got $100,000. We're going to make an assumption that we have a 7.2% average rate of return. That just makes math easy. I'm not saying that's a rate of return somebody should expect, but it makes math easy. At 7.2%, your money doubles over 10 years. Okay. Yep. So this is going to make the example pretty easy. So if I have $100,000, I do not do a Roth conversion, that $100,000 at 7.2% will grow to
$200,000,
right?
Correct.
Over 10 years.
Right.
So now, 10 years later, I have $200,000. Now, let's assume that the tax rate that we're going to apply to both the Roth conversion and the no Roth conversion, that tax rate happens to be 25% between state and federal. Okay. Maybe that's a little bit high, maybe it's not, but we're just going to use that for an example. Those are, again, constants. The rate of return is constant. We're going to use the tax rate as being constant. All right, so $100,000 of pre-tax money, IRA money, grows to $200,000 over 10 years at 7.2%. Now, when we go to start making distributions, we're paying 25% tax between state and federal. And if we were to apply that tax rate to the entire amount of $200,000, how much do we have left after we apply a 25% tax rate? It's
$150,000.
Okay. So $100,000 grows to $200,000 pre-tax, but it's really only worth $150,000 after tax for me as the owner of the IRA. A part of that is the IRS's, right? They're always a business partner in your pre-tax account. Now, if we do the conversion today, that $100,000, we apply that same 25% tax rate between state and federal. Now that $100,000 today, if we do the conversion, is only going to be $75,000. That's assuming we pay the taxes out of the IRA assets. Right? So $100,000, we carve off 25%. Part goes to the state, part goes to the federal government, and we do that conversion. And so we only have 75,000 now starting out at the beginning of 10 years. We'll apply that same 7.2% rate of return over 10 years, 75,000 then doubles to
150,000,
right? You can all follow that on a on a sheet of paper. This is simple math.
Right.
So if the tax rate is the same in the future as it is today, though the conversion or not or to convert or not convert kind of is a wash, with one exception. The Roth IRA that you converted and paid the taxes on, which has now grown to $150,000,
right,
is tax-free forever, even on the gains going forward.
Correct.
Where the after-tax money from your pre-tax IRA that you grew, doubled, then paid taxes on it, now it's after-tax dollars, those dollars are going to be taxed as long-term capital gains or interest, depending on what you're investing in. So if you're investing it in stocks, for example, dividend-paying stocks, those are going to be long-term capital gains generally, as long as you've held the investment for 12 months or they're qualified dividends. So even if the tax rate is the same, you could still even argue that a Roth conversion might make sense now just because of the way the future dollars are going to be taxed.
Right.
Tax-free forever, the Roth IRA versus the after-tax account that receives capital gains and qualified dividends tax treatment. So anyway, that's just a kind of an example of 100,000 over that period of time. Now, some of the things that we might want to consider then would be, well, what if the tax rate today is higher than it will be in the future? It may not make sense to convert.
Right, yeah.
But who right now listening believes that taxes are going to go down? We're still living under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act tax regime where tax rates went down and they're set to go back up in 2026.
Correct.
So we know that tax rates are going up even if Congress doesn't act. Like the best case scenario right now is that Congress doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And in 2026, when the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act tax rates roll back to where they were previously in 2017, the 12 goes to 15, the right. 22 goes to 25, so on and so forth. That's like the best case scenario. The worst case scenario is we've spent all of this money as a federal government, and we need to raise taxes across the board
right. In
order to pay for it. And so new legislation, new taxation laws are passed that increase our taxes. That's kind of the worst case scenario. So doing conversions today versus not doing conversions will probably make a lot of sense for folks once they've done the proper analysis. And it really doesn't matter how long you've held the money. What if we had $100,000 today and we did a conversion on it and then we pulled the dollars out next year? So 1 year. Is that going to make sense? Well, it depends, right?
Right. It depends.
Depends on what's the tax rate today. If the tax rate today is 12%, if you're in the 12% bracket and you mm-hmm. do a conversion, or 22, whatever you happen to be in, but then next year your effective tax rate is higher than that, it could absolutely make sense.
Right.
It what matters most is your tax rate today lower than what it is likely to be in the future, regardless of how much time elapses. And hopefully we've busted that myth. One last thing, I think, before we leave this topic, and I think this is maybe one of the reasons why I hear so many financial advisors rail against Roth conversions, or at least don't push their clients as hard as we do
right. To
do Roth conversions. Like, it's a selfless act for us.
Yes.
Our billable assets go down. When we tell a client to pay the taxes now, give that money to the federal government, right? As a fiduciary fee-based advisor, I'm charging a fee on the assets I'm managing. So if I'm telling somebody to take that money and pay the federal government off, there's less billable assets, right? Go back to my example. On $100,000, I'm charging a fee. But if I tell my client to do a Roth conversion and now they only have $75,000 that is actually being invested because $25,000 went to pay state and federal taxes, our billable AUM went down. Like the amount of money that we make went down.
Yes.
So there's a conflict of interest there from an advisor standpoint. And maybe that clouds some judgment of some advisors. I don't know. But for us, we look at case by case, which with each one of our clients, are they likely to pay higher taxes in the future than they are today? Or are they likely to leave those IRA assets to a beneficiary who is likely to be in a higher tax regime because maybe they're in their highest earning years, et cetera, and tax rates are higher? Does it make more sense to do the conversion now? Because we're looking at totality. Who's going to pay the lowest in taxes? Is it you now, Mr. and Mrs. Client, or is it your beneficiaries later? And then we make a decision. Does it make sense to convert? And if so, what's the best way to pay those taxes? Even if it means that our fee income goes down as a result, because we know long-term it's in the right, it's in the best interest of the client after we've made that analysis. So that's, hopefully we address that question about should you convert, should you not convert? It really is going to come down to what's the tax rate today?
Tax rate today. What do you think it's going to be in the future?
Versus in the future. It doesn't matter how long you hold the Roth IRA after you've done the conversion. As long as the rate of return assumption is the same, you know, you're not going to take your IRA that's aggressively invested, convert it, and then put it in the bank in cash.
Right.
That wouldn't be a good decision.
No.
But if you're looking at the same assets and the same asset class and the same type of investments, and you're just trying to figure out, should I convert or not? It's really going to boil down to what is the tax rate today versus what is the tax rate in the future? It's simple, factual math.
Exactly. And so, either way, you're paying for it.
Yeah.
Either live, dead, you're
going to
pay
taxes.
It's coming out of your account.
Yep. Either you or your beneficiaries.
Right. They're going to use those dollars to pay the tax.
If you have questions about, is a Roth conversion make sense for you? Should you be considering Roth conversions, particularly over the next few years prior to the rolling back of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act tax rates? Should you be taking advantage of this? Reach out to us, schedule some time to visit, and we can do a complete workup analysis and basically tell you, factually, should you be doing this? Should you be considering it or should you not? And that's that.
Yeah. See for yourself, make the decision.
So that's it for this episode of 15 Minute Financial Feast. Hope you found value in this discussion and we look forward to catching up with you next time.
Take care.
You've been listening to the 15 Minute Financial Feast podcast. Remember, every dollar has a purpose and every dollar has a timeline. If you have questions about today's topic, schedule a call with a team member. Visit www.mypt5.com. Until next time, be sure you're taking steps to retire with purpose on time. Mark Triplett is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Nothing contained in this program should be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Different investments have different risks associated with them, and not all investments are appropriate for all investors.